What up, everybody? It's your boy KJ5 to the 2. This is the Firestarter Bible Study. Today we are in Matthew chapter 13, digging on in, and the entire chapter of Matthew chapter 13 is basically a parable-related chapter. There's multiple parables that Jesus uses. And for those that don't know what a parable is, it's basically it's a story with a point, more or less, for to make it as simple as possible. It's basically a story with a meaning behind it, usually symbolic and told to kind of get a point across. And in this case, Jesus is using kind of everyday things that the people that he was speaking to could understand, i.e. he was dealing with a very agricultural society, basically farmers, more or less. And so he uses the common everyday things that they knew to illustrate points about what the kingdom of heaven was about. And this term kingdom of heaven is just kind of sometimes a big term that just references more or less the whole aspect of what it means to live for God in your life. And so with that being said, there's multiple parables in there. There's multiple, analogy things that we could dive into. But the one that I really want to focus on is the first parable. And the first one that he speaks of is basically a parable of a farmer going out and dropping seed in the ground. And Jesus uses the different soil as examples of different kinds of people in this world. Meaning, the Word of God comes into our life, and the Word of God being the Bible, and what God has to speak into our lives, it hits everybody. And it's not so much whether it hits everybody, and then it's more or less what happens with it from that point forward. And it relates to several different kinds of ground. He uses that aspect that these people of his time would understand, that whether or not something grows is dependent on multiple factors, but he basically says the common thread is the depending on what ground the Word of God hits. And this just really comes down to our life. Verse chapter 6 of Matthew chapter 13, it talks about basically the seed hitting the ground and the seed springs up. I'm sorry, the plants spring up, but they only last for a little while, a short amount of time, because they have no root. And that's really what the title of today's study is. Are you rooted? If you find yourself getting blown off track all the time, if you find yourself stressing out, if you find yourself filled with worry and doubt and fear, or maybe you find yourself just stumbling and walking away from God, and your life is a roller coaster, your spiritual life is up and down, up and down, up and down. Jesus is basically saying the reason this probably is because you're not rooted. What does that mean? Well, the things that root us and hold us down and keep us strong are the basics. And if we neglect the basics, then we can't be rooted. And when something comes along, it's going to basically knock us off course. Meaning the basics, being in church, that's there for a reason. It's there to encourage us and strengthen us and help us get deeper and to keep us rooted. Staying in the Word, reading your Bible, simple things like that is just will help you get rooted. The more you know God's Word, the better you're going to be at facing this life, and it's basically talking to God. I mean, that's the three basic things of the Christian walk. But there's a lot of truth there, that if we neglect these things, we lose our roots. I mean, if we find ourselves constantly going up and down, up and down, up and down, we probably need to check our lives and go, am I rooted? What can I do to get rooted again? So, with that being said, check out Matthew chapter 13. We'll be in Matthew chapter 14 tomorrow. This is the Firestarter Bible Study. Go out and be a Firestarter today.